We've got Gretchen Unico, the event coordinator at the Cleveland History Center, joining us right now to talk about From Beer to There. Gretchen, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. Hopefully the rain will stay away for tonight's game. Let's begin with some of the basic details on Saturday's event. This sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. So this is actually one of the installments in our History on Tap series. We do four of them a year, so this is our fall one that we do in October. And the event is going to be all about the brewing history of Cleveland and the Northeast Ohio area. So we're going to have a little timeline talking about all of the interesting things about Cleveland's brewing history, which a lot of people really don't know. We've been a big brewing area for a long, long time, and it's not just the recent craft beer thing. We've been doing it for a while. So we're going to talk about that. We'll also have, of course, some beer for you guys. We're going to have four breweries there pouring beer on draft. We're going to have Terrestrial Brewing Company. We'll have Platform Beer Company. We'll have Great Lakes Brewing Company. And we're going to have Forest City. So those are all local to the Cleveland area, and you'll get to try some of their seasonal beers. I heard that the one Great Lakes is actually bringing is called the Nosferatu, so that'll be kind of exciting. Very interesting beer, but it's going to be a really great event, and we've got activities that we do at every History on Tap event. We are going to do a trivia. We're going to have two rounds of trivia, just like you go to the bar and do trivia. It's going to be just like that, except we'll all be sitting outside in our garden. It's supposed to be great weather, so we'll be doing the trivia, and we have prizes from local breweries like Sibling Revelry and also Bottle House and a bunch of other places in the area, Golden Horn, and it's going to be really awesome. So a lot of fun stuff to look forward to.
Absolutely. I mean, you covered a lot of ground there. It sounds like you guys will have really kind of a little bit of everything. You touched on something there at the very beginning. You know, this has been a really big beer area for a very long time, even before the recent craft beer boom, which really has taken off in this area.
Yeah.
And how much of that will be discussed? You know, how far back are we going on the timeline here where things really got going as this being a big beer area?
Well, you know what's fun is we're actually at the beginning of our timeline. It's going to be a physical timeline that we have as a little pop-up exhibit. At the beginning, we have the person who opened the first ever tavern in Cleveland. His name was Lorenzo Carter. He did that in the very early 1800s. And we have someone playing Lorenzo Carter who's going to be able to talk to you about what he did and about Cleveland's brewing history. So we'll have him there in costume, and he'll have his little log cabin next to him. So you can go and actually talk to Lorenzo Carter about Cleveland's brewing history. So we're going all the way to the very beginning, the very first tavern, and we're going pretty much up until the later 20th century with that.
Is there a reason why Cleveland's been so popular of a brewing area? Is there something in the water, or is it just Lorenzo Carter started off the brewing?
It's just we had people here, and I think something a lot of people don't realize is that taverns were such an important place historically. They were meeting centers. A lot of people were from different religious denominations, so they weren't able to meet at a church because they couldn't really agree on where to meet. So the best middle ground was often a tavern. So they would go to taverns, and that's where they would have meeting places. So that's part of why taverns and bar culture started to become a thing way back in America's beginnings, even. That was the local meeting place. A tavern was a community center. So beer, you talk over your beer. And beer also, throughout history, was the safest thing to drink when you didn't have a good water source. So really, beer was kind of a life essential, even more so than we consider it today. You really kind of needed it to live in a lot of places.
Wow.
See, I've been pitching that to my doctor for many years. I drink beer because sometimes water might not be safe. You just never know.
You never know. You never know. There could be some story comes out next year. You shouldn't be drinking Cleveland water, and you know it's or Elyria water, I guess, for you guys. And you know what? You've been having beer, so you're all right. Your guts are all cleaned out of the bacteria.
That's right. See, now I've got a built-in excuse to use when I'm watching the game a little bit later on tonight. I love it. We're talking with Gretchen Unico. She is the event coordinator at the Cleveland History Center this Saturday. They've got the From Beer to Their event going on. You referenced that craft beer boom over the course of the last 10 to 15 years. How much of that will be incorporated into this as well? Because really and truly, it seems like that's blossomed to a point where it feels like you've got breweries in every suburb of Cleveland now.
Yeah, well, that's actually why we're trying to highlight local breweries at this event. All four of the breweries we have are local Cleveland area breweries. Platform is in Ohio City. You've also got Great Lakes. They have their Ohio City location as well. And Terrestrial is over on the west side, almost into Lakewood, west side of Cleveland. And then the other brewery who's going to be pouring there is Forest City, and they're in Ohio City. So those people are all local, even though Great Lakes and Platform are a little bigger now. They're still local places. They still make their beer here. And then the people who are donating items for our prizes for our giveaway, for our beer trivia giveaway, we've got Sibling Revelry. They're located in Westlake, so they're probably the closest to you guys. And they donated a growler for us. And we've also got Bottle House, who's over in Cleveland Heights. And we have Golden Horn. And I think we have, oh, we have Saucy Brewworks. They're pretty cool. They have pizza. They are down in Hingetown. So those, all the places that are donating things and partnering with us for this event are all local. So we're trying to highlight what's happening now through those guys as our partners. And then we're also going back and looking at the history of all the people who brought beer to this area. And, you know, another reason that we have so much beer history here is because of the big German population that came to Cleveland. We always think of Germans as big beer drinkers. Well, it's because they're very good at brewing beer, and they brought that tradition to Cleveland with them.
Well, perfect timing, because you have this thing in October, a lot of October events going on, right? So it's, you guys have done this a time or two. Your timing is perfect.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the first year we've done a History on Tap in October that wasn't Halloween spooky themed. We thought we'd do something a little different. And since it's already a beer-centric event, we thought, let's look at Cleveland's brewing history, because that's really something worth looking into.
Gretchen, you mentioned you do the four History on Taps. What's the difference between this one and some of the other ones people might have attended in the past?
Yeah, so in the past, well, like I was saying, in the past we've done, for October, we've talked about different things. Like in the Victorian times, there was a big interest in spiritualism and contacting the dead. And so we kind of talked about those Victorian superstitions in past October History on Taps. We've also looked at Cleveland sports history.
That's
we
cool.
actually had the guy who did the Believeland documentary for ESPN. He came in to the talk at one of our History on Taps. I believe that was the year before last. And we also had History on Tap. Well, I'll tell you about some of the upcoming ones that you can actually check out. In December, on December 14th, that's the third Saturday in December, we are going to be, or I think it's December 16th, I'm sorry. That is the third Saturday in December, and it's going to be about holiday on the home front. It's going to be about how people in Cleveland celebrated the holidays in wartime during the Civil War and World War II. So we'll highlight that, and we'll have some good seasonal holiday food. And then coming up in February, we're going to talk about Cleveland's Black history. We call it Black History on Tap, and we're going to look at different neighborhoods in the Cleveland area, different predominantly African-American neighborhoods. And then for our April event, which is really fun, we're going to be partnering with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we're going to talk about why Cleveland rocks. Everybody knows we're the rock and roll capital, but they don't really know why. So we're going to take apart some of those reasons. And of course, we're going to have beer at all these events. That's always a central part, is to have some great beer. And usually we have Great Lakes beer at all of our events. So,
well, you've got to have it
there. Time.
you got to have it there. It's safer than water, right?
Yeah, we got to have it. You know, we'll be the safest place in Ohio with all of our beer here.
this Saturday's event, From Beer to There, is this more like an open forum discussion? Is it more like a social mixer? What kind of event is it?
It's more of a social networking mixer kind of thing. So you come in, you buy your beer tickets, you can get a discount for buying all four tickets, but it is going to be $5 a beer, or $4 a beer, I'm sorry, $4 a beer, $5 for wine, and then $7 for our signature cocktail, which is a mix of Fireball and hard cider. So you can pick what drinks you want, buy your tickets, go up to the breweries, talk with them about their history, get yourself a little beer tasting, and then you can go look at our timeline, talk to Lorenzo Carter. You can go over and play beer trivia when it's time for that. We're also going to have an activity where you can design your own beer label, so that's going to be pretty fun. So it's very much a casual hangout, and all of this is going to be outdoors, by the way. This is the first time that we're doing History on Tap outdoors. It's going to be in our Hay McKinney Mansion Garden. The Hay McKinney is a really beautiful historic house from the 1910s, and we're going to have the garden open so people can wander around and enjoy their beer in the garden. It's a very fancy beer garden, so that'll be part of the experience.
Very cool stuff. I love the idea of Lorenzo Carter. I think that's really fantastic stuff to have someone dressed as him and portraying him, the first ever tavern owner. I think that's really awesome. What brought you guys to that idea?
Well, we wanted to make it a little more interactive. We wanted to kind of bring history to life. We've never really had a costumed interpreter at one of our History on Tap events before. And we thought, how cool would it be if we could take this history and have somebody there to tell you a little bit about it to make it more real? Because you can just read something in any old place. And we will have stuff written down for you to read that'll be really interesting. But we want somebody to kind of engage with you and answer your questions and make it a little more real to you.
Very cool stuff. Well, Gretchen, before we cut you loose, for those who are tuned in right now and who are interested in going down to Saturday's events, how can they get in touch?
Well, you can buy your tickets at WRHS.org. There is a link on the homepage to our calendar of events, and then you can just scroll down to October 14th, and you will see where you can purchase your tickets. You can pre-purchase your entry. You can also pre-purchase your drink tickets online, so you're all ready to go. When you come, you just sign in, and you can go enjoy yourself. It's going to be 1 until 4 o'clock at the Cleveland History Center. If you know the Western Reserve Historical Society, we are the same thing. We just did a renaming a little while ago for our particular building, the Cleveland History Center. We're on East Boulevard, so you can come on down and see us. You can buy your tickets on site as well. It's $10. That $10 covers your admission to History on Tap, as well as the whole museum. You can visit the whole museum, and you can get your drink tickets. You can buy the 4-pack for all 4 flights, or you can just do the individual $4 a beer. So it's all online at WRHS.org, or you can check us out on Facebook at Cleveland History Center. That's our page name, and you can check out the event there.
Outstanding. Again, from beer to there takes place 1 to 4 this Saturday. Gretchen, thank you so much for joining us. This was a lot
of
fun.
Thank you. I hope you get to come to the next one.
Absolutely. All right.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Gretchen Unico joining us, the event coordinator at the Cleveland History Center, 1 to 4 from beer to there this Saturday.